Well, good morning. It is June 2nd, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to pick up in Deuteronomy 6, Psalm 89, Isaiah 34, and Revelation chapter 4. So let's get in the Word today. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Today is obviously a recording. That's why you have the blurry background behind. I had a early morning get together, and so yeah, that's why I'm pre-recording today. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Now, this is the commandment, the statute, and the judgment which the Lord your God has commanded me to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you are going over to possess it, so that you and your son and your grandson might fear the Lord your God, to keep all of his statutes and his commandments which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days might be prolonged. O Israel, you should listen and be careful to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you might multiply greatly, just as the Lord the God of your fathers has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on the gate. Then it shall come about, when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you great and splendid cities which you did not build, and houses full of good things which you did not fill, and hewn cisterns which you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, and you eat and are satisfied, then watch yourselves that you do not forget the Lord who brought you from the land of Egypt out of the house of slavery. You shall fear only the Lord your God, and you shall worship him and swear by his name. You shall not follow other gods, any of the gods of the peoples who surround you. For the Lord your God in the midst of you is a jealous God. Otherwise, the anger of the Lord your God will be kindled against you, and he will wipe you off the face of the earth. You shall not put the Lord your God to the test, as you tested him at Massah. You should diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes which he has commanded you. You shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it might be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land which the Lord swore to give your fathers, by driving out all the enemies from before you, as the Lord has spoken. When your son asks you in time to come, saying, "What are the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments mean which the Lord our God commanded you?" Then you shall say to your son, "We were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, and the Lord brought us from Egypt with a mighty hand. Moreover, the Lord showed great and distressing signs and wonders before our eyes against Egypt, Pharaoh and all of his household. He brought us out from there in order to bring us in, to give us the land which he had sworn to our fathers. And so the Lord commanded us to observe all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, and for our survival as it is today. It will be righteousness for us if we are careful to observe all this commandment which before the Lord our God, just as he commanded us." That was Deuteronomy chapter 6. Let's move on over to Psalm 89. Psalm 89. Psalm 89. A Maskil of Ethan the Ezrahite. "I will sing of the loving kindness of the Lord forever. To all generations I will make known your faithfulness with my mouth. For I have said loving kindness will be built up forever. In the heavens you will establish your faithfulness. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your seed forever and build up your throne to all generations. The heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly and the holy ones. For who in the skies is comparable to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty is like the Lord? A God greatly feared in the council of the holy ones and awesome above all those who are around him. O Lord of hosts, or Lord God of hosts, who is like you, O mighty Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. You rule the swelling of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. You yourselves crush Rahab like one who is slain. You scatter your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. The world and all that it contains, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon shout for joy at your name. You have a strong arm. Your hand is mighty. Your right hand is exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Loving kindness and truth go before you. How blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. O Lord, they walk in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all the day, and by your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and by your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our king to the Holy One of Israel. once you spoke in vision to the godly ones and said, I have given help to the one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand will be established. My arm will also strengthen him. The enemy will not deceive him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. But I shall crush his adversaries before him and strike those who hate him. My faithfulness and my loving kindness will be with him, and in my name his horn will be exalted. I shall also set his hand on the sea and his right hand on the rivers. He will cry to me, you are my father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I also shall make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My loving kindness I will keep for him forever, and my covenant shall be confirmed to him. And so I will establish his descendants forever in his throne as the days of heaven. If his sons forsake my law and do not walk in my judgments, if they violate my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgressions with the rod and their iniquities with stripes. But I will not break off my loving kindness from him, nor deal falsely in my faithfulness. My covenant I will not violate, nor will I alter the utterance of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His descendants shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever like the moon, and the witness is in the sky is faithful. But you have cast off and rejected. You have been full of wrath against your anointed. You have spurned the covenant of your servant. You have profaned his crown in the dust. You have broken down all of his wall. You have brought his stronghold to ruin. All who pass along the way plunder him. He has become a reproach to his neighbor. You have exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You also turned back the edge of the sword and have not made him stand in battle. Then you have made his splendor to cease and cast his throne to the ground and have shortened the days of his youth. You have covered him with shame. How long, O Lord? Will you hide yourself forever? Will your wrath burn like fire? Remember what my span of life is. For what vanity you have created all the sons of man. What man can live and not see death? Can he deliver his soul from the power of Sheol? Where are your former loving kindness, Lord, which you swore to David in your faithfulness? Remember, O Lord, the reproach of your servants, how I bear it in my bosom, the reproach of all the many people with which your enemy have reproached, O Lord, with which they have reproached the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen and amen. That was Psalm 89. Let's move on over to Isaiah 34. Isaiah 34. Isaiah 34. Draw near, O nations, to hear, and listen, O peoples. Let the earth and all of its, and all it contains hear, and the world and all that springs from it. For the Lord's indignation is against all the nations, and his wrath against all the armies. He has utterly destroyed them. He has given them over to slaughter. So their slain will be thrown out, and their corpses will give off their stench, and the mountains will be drenched with their blood, and all the host of heaven will wear away. And the sky will be rolled up like a scroll. All their hosts will also wither away, as the leaf withers from the vine, or as one withers from the fig tree. For my sword is satiated in heaven. Behold, it shall descend from judgment upon Edom, and upon the people whom I have devoted to destruction. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is sated with fat, with the blood of goats and lambs, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. Wild oxen will also fall with them, and young bulls with strong ones. And thus their land will be soaked with blood, and their dust become greasy with fat. For the Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of recompense for the cause of Zion. Its streams will be turned into pitch, and its loose earth into brimstone, and its land will become burning pitch. It will not be quenched night or day. Its smoke will go up forever. From generation to generation it will be desolate. None will pass through it forever and ever. But pelican and hedgehog will possess it, and owl and raven will dwell in it. And he will stretch over it the line of desolation and the plumb line of emptiness. Its nobles, there is no one there whom they may proclaim king. And all its princes will be nothing. Thorns will come up in the fortified towers, nettles and thistles in the fortified cities. It will also be a haunt of jackals and an abode of ostriches. The desert creatures will meet with the wolves. The hairy goat will cry to its kind. Yes, the night monster will settle there and will find herself a resting place. The tree snake will make its nest and lay eggs there, and it will hatch and gather them under its protection. Yes, the hawks will be gathered there, everyone with its kind. Seek from the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these will be missing. None will lack its mate. From his mouth for his mouth has commanded and his spirit has gathered them. He has cast a lot for them and his hand has divided it to them by line. They shall possess it forever from generation to generation and they will dwell in it. That was Isaiah chapter 34. Let's move on over to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4 as our final reading today. Revelation chapter 4. After these things I looked, and behold, a door is standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet, speaking with me, said, Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. And he who was sitting was like a jasper stone and a sardis in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, like an emerald in appearance. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and upon the throne I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white garments, and golden crowns on their head. Out from the throne came flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was something like a sea of glass, like crystal, and in the center and around the throne four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. The first creature was like a lion, and the second creature like a calf, and the third creature had a face like that of a man, and the fourth creature was like the flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within, and day and night they do not cease to say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, the Almighty, who was, and who is to come. And when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders will fall down before him who sits on the throne and will worship him who lives forever and ever and will cast their crowns before the throne saying, Worthy are you, O Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and because of your will they existed and were created. That was our reading today for June 2nd, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. As usual, be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video and I'll be sure to mark that down. Again, I look forward to being with you live tomorrow morning, Lord willing, and so we'll look forward to that. But again, thank you all so much for being so faithful each and every single day. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us, your grace. Thank you, God, for this word. Lord, as we look into the future, Lord, and that future glory of Jesus, and God, how those creatures, Lord, whatever they were, how they bowed before you and magnified your holiness and your worthiness, Lord. May we do so today, Lord. May we do so in our actions, Lord, as we live holy lives that are set apart for you, Lord. And also, Lord, may we do so by living a life that is worthy of the calling that you have placed upon us. And so, Lord, may that be true of me. May that be true of my brothers and sisters. Give us a good day in you, Lord, we pray. Use this word in our hearts now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.